This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The government is funded through December 9th. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And a shooting in a schoolyard that has shaken many, many people. Plus, Congress steamrolls Obama. Yep, so that's where we begin. Congress delivers a definite rebuke to the press on Wednesday, saying thank you very much, but no thank you. A rare veto, right? They steamrolled Obama's veto. Boom! Just like that. So here's what happened. It was the veto of his 9/11 victims' rights bill. So they overrided it. It's the first time the congressmen and senators and Senate have overturn an Obama veto, with Democrats deserting him massively to enact this against sponsors of terrorism act. The measure allows for anyone who's a victim to sue foreign sponsors of terrorism for attacks that take place on U.S. soil. So that is very big news. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, who was retiring at the end of the year, was the only member to vote to sustain Obama's veto. The vote was 97-1. Senator Jim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, who stated his support for the override, missed the vote. So there you go. The other part of what happened in Washington is the fact that the government, the basics, the government will be open for biz until December 9th. December 9th, they got to figure it out again. And we do this every single year. They narrowly avert a crisis. So there's a frenzy of, I got this, you got that, let's cut a deal. And then you had Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, and a gaggle of Congress folks streaming down the Capitol steps to announce what they had been able to come up with. This deal didn't play until December 9th. So disgraceful. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can at this number. You can shake it up, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hang on, I'm coming. I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Dropped them on the floor the whole nine yards. I was desperate.
That's okay.
Okay, now, why are all of you beautiful women like a sponge?
Because we absorb everything. Why?
Because you're soft and squeezable and you retain water.
Clever.
Absolutely.
I like it.
I'm just a country boy, but I will survive.
Good job.
You betcha. You betcha. Now, Your turn. Your turn. Go ahead. Speak.
No, let's hear. You gave us your funny joke, but I know you have something else on a more serious note. Dan, what would that be?
Well, it's about this internet situation. We're getting ready to cede to foreign entities our control of the internet. And I'm telling you, this is more of Obama's routine of trying to sabotage the United States of America. He's behind this 100%. He's the guy that's spearheading it and pushing it and trying to get Congress just to let's slide on through like everything else and go out on vacation and tell everybody to vote for me and I'll set you free, blah, 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 blah. The same old routine we usually do. Well, this is just another way to sandbag us, the American people. This is our internet. It has nothing to do with the rest of the world. We brought it to fruition. We put that money into it. We developed it. We've made it available to the world, and we have run it brilliantly without them sticking their little fingers in the pie. And what they want to do is get control of it before they can start putting taxes on it and fund the United Nations and all their little pet projects. That's a whole nine yards. Now, look, folks, you're out there listening to me, and I'm telling you, get a hold of your congressman and tell him if he votes for this, you will not vote for him in the upcoming election and kick their butts out. I'm telling you, this is how important it is. This is one of the most important things ever to come along in our country for us, the American people. And if you let them get away with this, we are going to suffer terribly. I'm telling you, this is where we've got to draw the line. Every damn one of us has to contact our congressmen and our state senators and our United States senators and tell them, no, this will not go. And stop Obama once more, because this will affect every single person out there that has a smartphone, that has an internet connection, that has a computer, whatever. This is how important it is. I'm telling you, this is where we have to draw the line in the sand and say, this far and no further, dude. That's it, babe.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting, Dan, that you say that, too. There's so much truth to that. I mean, I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or what, but this internet surrender, he's right, is under the radar. And we only have a handful of days to change it, and again, Dan is right. If you do not hammer this home with your congresspeople, we are screwed. We are stuck with this. Yeah, I mean, we're just completely stuck with it. The stark reality. It would be one of the worst possible scenarios you can imagine. The impending hand over the internet control to a foreign body. Are you kidding? This should be huge for all of us. And that, you know, in the debate, that didn't even come up. It didn't even come up. I think it's frightening. It's frightening to think that the last vestige of American control, we're just saying, fine, boom. I don't get it. I say that, and I do get it, but I don't agree with it, I guess. There's no good reason to do this. And Congress is like a runaway train. They're going to do it, going to do it, going to do it. Going to do it. They were going to do the freedom of enterprise, the freedom of speech, the freedom of whatever. And I'm telling you, it's not good. Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Iran, North Korea. They don't want anybody to turn things around. But boy, I sure would want things turned around. I think it's scary, and it is under the radar. Which is why, because there's so much else happening with the campaigns, etc., that this story isn't getting the kind of coverage it normally would get. So to flush this out, if you don't know it, the operations of our critical infrastructures we'd have a little bit of quality control, but not much. So names, numbers, domains, websites, all of that, pretty darn important. Stay with us. More happening when we jump the fence together here on America Tonight.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We've got nothing in common, but nothing in common. Whatever you've heard, you're on there. I'll go.
Hats off.
Now, if you mean talents,
hats off to Nathan Reeder. Where he finds some of the fabulous tunage that he lays on us each and every show, I have no idea. So the big news is what I mentioned at the top, Congress rejecting Obama's veto of the 9/11 bill. That's huge. And also the fact that, you're not digging back. With the government being funded, that's not thrown into the pile in the mix of all of this. But it just still, again, shows this the lack of concern, I think, over the problem or these last-minute maneuvers. I get some of them, but, wow, how crazy. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We go out now to Grimm. Hey, Grimm in Mississippi, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay, Kate. Dan's absolutely right. You know, if y'all want to look at it more personally, we do have some kind of international controls over the Internet right now. That's why most of the scammers that send you emails, you know, send me a Western Union, I'm trapped, the passport's gone.
Oh, no kidding, I get a ton of those.
But they had to, in the past, send emails because they didn't have direct access. And when the UN passes this, they'll be able to just send you an e-card. You'll open it, and they'll have everything off your phone, your bank account, your medical records, your investments and everything. And not only that, with the banking industry, they'll be able to directly, you know, go into it. Your direct deposit will go someplace, everything. Because they'll get rid of the international code controls.
Yeah, exactly. That's scary to think of that. It really is.
That's more personal. That's more on a personal note.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll just collapse. Because it's all about, you know, spreading the wealth.
Yeah, spreading the wealth among the top 1%.
Yeah, and the other thing that passed that I kind of disagree with, halfway agree with, that they just passed was this being able to sue Saudi Arabia. But the other half,
totally
I don't agree. I don't agree with. The other half is they're going to allow other foreign countries to sue us. Well, socialists don't care You sue them, it's like, try. They sue us, and, oh, well, it's kind of our moral responsibility to send $141 trillion to Iran. Give me a break.
I think the biggest mistake we made there was finally there was some traction. Even Condi Rice was out struggling with Iran. We finally get some traction, and then what happens? We let up the gas, and now there's no reason to care or wonder or whatever with Iran. They're not worried. They're not concerned. They were concerned when they were being cut off and they were being strangled, but not now.
Nope. Well, I'm going to try and finish what I started last night. But
yeah,
I'd like to ask that body language expert you had on the other night.
Yeah.
If I'm correct about this. Now, after the debate, I mentioned how Hillary's smile with her left to right head movement and eye contact being false and fake. Well, some people, when they smile, tend to grin. I do. And don't show their teeth due to the lack of smiling and working those muscles all the time. But if Hillary was coached, as I was, to show your teeth, then the jaw drops to stretch out the mouth, exposing the upper teeth, and you look really fake and sad. I also believe at the moment her subconscious thought was, I can't believe I'm losing to this jerk. When is he going to get PO'd? But also, when it comes to those facts checkers, right here on your show, Kate, which I'm so proud of because there's no screener. It's left to left, right to right, or somewhere in
Yay!
Between.
Yay! That's right. And, you memorized it. I love it.
And Trump's troops heard us. I mentioned it, and they heard us. Donald asked her during the debate, what about the 800 illegal immigrants about to be deported that ended up being naturalized as citizens? I think that number is up to 1,600. How about it, Hillary, NBC, all you fact checkers? I want to know all the facts. The appointed Fed judge it takes to swear in, who I believe is appointed by the president.
Yeah.
To the cabinet president or to the president's cabinet member that may have ordered this act, and if so, was it done by Obama's decree, it making it a criminal and impeachable to manipulate the election process? And to end it, I want to dedicate this for Dan. I believe he won't need to remove his headphones. He's going to fall out of his chair and yank them off. New tea, Kate. Take the character of the Hee-Haw Show, superimpose Hillary's face on it after all the Democrats' mascot is a donkey. Then on top of that line, first debate, and underneath the character, Hee-Haw Hillary. For those that don't get it or see it, just put on the T, the Hee-Haw character, and the face of Hillary with her wide eye, upper toothy grin under the words put Hillary plus, or Hee-Haw plus Hillary.
Oh, you're so devious, Grim. You cracked me
up. Good t-shirt.
Interesting. So you got through it. Yeah, and it fits. Somebody told me one time, if you have the right thing, if it fits on a shirt, it's good enough, and it's good enough to print. Grim, thank you for that. It's bumper sticker, bumper sticker poetry. Somebody told me one time. And he's right. I always say that left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. You are definitely all invited to the party. You just have to have an opinion. All opinions are welcome. That's the idea. That's why I started America Tonight, so we could have a conversation. Donald Trump, by the way, says he won every poll except for CNN. He can't win CNN. He doesn't think he's going to win CNN. He just kind of left it at that floating in the wind, but saying, listen, I don't know what numbers you're checking, mainstream media, but I won all of these in all these states. So what's the problem with that? The problem is we're skidding out of, we're going to get some really, I think, especially after the second debate, we're going to have some really good knowledge, I'll call it, working knowledge of what to expect. And if Trump is letting everybody know he was too light on the situation, then this then next time around it's going to be much harder and go for the jugular and figure out a way how to do that. You could tell he was seething the way he sat there and had his lips all pursed. And I mean, he was just red under the skin at some of the stuff that was being said, but he left it alone. Probably that was one of the discussions I can imagine they had. Because the last thing you want is the exploding candidate. And he mentioned that about Hillary Clinton, that he couldn't believe it. But believe it. It's a real problem, period. Lots of accolades, by the way, pouring in for the great Arnold Palmer. I loved Arnold Palmer. And they went back and they had an old shot of him, and it's really cool, where you have a young Arnold Palmer on the cover, and you can see he's got this little army starting to follow him. I think it's one of their best covers. It's one of the best covers. Easy for me to say. Blup, can we take that over again? It's one of the best covers I have easily seen in the sport. I mean, one of the best. And I spent a big chunk of the game, one of the games, over the past weekend, watching a few teams to see what would happen. And in watching those teams, you're starting to see it like Brady-less football in the Patriots' land. Does it matter? The Red Sox are certainly going to win this next one. But is there some event, is there something that makes sense? It doesn't make any sense to me. So this is almost a fact-finding mission. Does that make sense? A new Reuters Ipsos poll found that the majority of Americans believe Hillary Clinton won the first presidential debate. The poll said that out of 2,000 people, 56% thought of the Democratic nominee of winning the debate. As opposed to the 26% who said that same thing about Republican Donald Trump. Wow. Many thought that Clinton's performance, by the way, in the debate, her performance improved her chances in the general election. In fact, check out this number. 31% of likely voters said the debate had a positive effect on Clinton. Only 16 said Trump's performance improved his chances in November. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
The mailbag is filled to the brim. Not a surprise, because that's what this audience does. So bravo to all of you. I am always amazed. I shouldn't say I'm always amazed. It feels like I'm always amazed, because I've never, even after a holiday, have sat down, checked the mailbag, and found that it is empty. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is Jake, who says, Kate, wow, did you happen to see the story about the missile that was shot down, the missile that shot down the MH-17, and that they're saying that it came from Russia? Yeah, you know what, this it's so interesting, because now you have to go back in the recesses of your mind, right? This is the Dutch did an investigation into the Malaysian airline Flight 17. They found evidence that a missile that struck it when it was moved into the eastern Ukraine from Russia was the Boeing 777, was a Russian missile. Remember, this was July, a couple years ago, July 2014, and all the people on it died. There were 298 people on board. I remember a lot of you called, and we talked about this on the air. The head of the Dutch Police Central Crime Investigation Department said that the communications intercept showed that pro-Russian rebels had called for the missile to be deployed and reported its arrival in these rebel-held parts of the eastern part of the Ukraine. And they concluded that it was shot down by this missile launched by
Buk is what they call it, and it was brought in from the territory of the Russian Federation. So, wow, I mean, that is huge. This is after 2 years of an investigation. We knew that, right? Didn't we all think that? So many of you called up and said that, because what was the conclusion? It just blew out of the sky, and you look at the wreckage, and it's, wow. So, yes, thanks for bringing that up. That just came out, and that's a story that we talked about a lot, because this plane disappeared, and then there was concern about other planes and territories they went into. All right, here's one from Josephine. Kate, I heard you mention Shimon Peres. He was such a peacekeeping soul, it seemed, anyway. Everything I ever read about him, interviews that I saw with him, he was gracious to do lots of interviews when he came to the United States. And how sad that he had a stroke. Yeah, he had a stroke, and then it led to organ failure, and they couldn't do anything to help him. I mean, this is a guy who was a former soldier, then he became a politician. He initiated the country's nuclear program. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in the 90s for the Oslo Accords, an agreement that called for a Palestinian state at peace with Israel. That was always his big quest and big disappointment. But 55 years, I mean, he was prime minister, 3 terms, he was a foreign minister, he served as president, which pretty much was ceremonial, but he played a big role in developing Israel's defense and security industry, which actually now supplies the U.S. military and other armed forces, by the way, around the world with technology, cutting-edge technology, you could say. Been reading a lot about that, and innovations like missile defense, cybersecurity, and how about that, drones. But his big thing was peace, 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 baby. He really tried to do what he could to, you know, push that out there, and especially with the Palestinians. He desperately wanted to see that happen. All right, here's another one. Of course, there's another one. There's a lot of them. Here's one from Cindy, who says, Kate, I just want to say I really enjoy your show. I appreciate what you do for the listeners, and I promise I'm going to call in one of these days for Nail the Score. I get a kick out of everybody calling up and trying desperately to nail the score. Hopefully you'll have a winner soon. And oh, by the way, I love the story that you talked about the blind horse when you were talking with Nathan. Yeah, I got a lot of emails about this. So the horse is Daisy and Angel, were these two horses. And by the way, it's in Des Moines, Iowa. And they're at this adoption place at the Animal Rescue League in Iowa. You know, Daisy's 10 and is blind, and the horse that Daisy relies on is 17 years old. So what's cool is that this one horse just got to know the other horse and would just push her around to make sure she was okay, knowing that she couldn't see, just instinctively knowing this fellow horse does not see. And you know, that veterinarians say, you know, she's got an eye condition that leads to blindness when left untreated, and that's what happened. So I again, this story is so good, and people are showing up all over the place with kids to go and see the horse, and oh gosh, I love this story. And I hope that somebody good can find a way, because it's not cheap to have horses, can find a way to adopt these two horses together. Because it's just a very touching story. I agree. How about this one from Michael? Wells Fargo, baby. It's called The Clawback. And boy, thank goodness we saw some of it. Kate, I think that CEO should just be fired and pushed out of the country. He is a scumbag. Unbelievable what they have perpetrated on the American people, but also to their own people in their culture who were part of the Wells Fargo system. Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, you set up these accounts or you get out of our way. And that's what's really bad. So the CEO has agreed to give up $41 million in stock awards following the board of directors' investigation into the bank's sales practices, and he's going to forego all, and also the former head of community banking, which was involved in this, is also going to forfeit stock. That's like $19 million, something like that, and doesn't get the retirement benefits and worth, you know, millions of dollars. You know, Senator Elizabeth Warren went nuts on this, on these unauthorized accounts, and with, you know, for good reason, because it is outrageous. I mean, it is. And they fired 5,000 people. So now there's lawsuits out the yang over this, too. The U.S. Department of Labor, and I mentioned this, is investigating the bank's workplace practices. So this is clawback. I mean, Wells Fargo has a clawback provision in place that triggers three levels of recoupment. So misconduct that leads to financial restatements can trigger a clawback of bonuses, incentive pay can be clawed back, all that kind of stuff. And the stakes are pretty large. I think that this is what should have happened, you know, period. We move on to Dan, who says, earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. Kate, I happened to read this. I was flying somewhere and I picked up a newspaper and they were talking about these minor earthquakes that are below the Salton Sea. And I'm wondering if you saw that story and what do you make of that? Yeah, you know, the Salton Sea, in which you probably know, is California's biggest lake. And it happened after irrigation accident in the middle of the desert. So this salty, toxic water that's slowly disappearing, and it's leaving behind abandoned areas, you know, that are possibly a looming disaster, they say, an environmental disaster. And this, we're talking about Palm Springs, and I've spent some time in Palm Springs. Yes, I'm very aware of it. So they say 200 minor earthquakes, a cluster continues. But the tremblers don't indicate, they say, a larger one to come. So they've been telling people that. Most of the earthquakes haven't been something that people know, but at least three, because they can't feel it, at least three had a magnitude greater than 4, and at least two dozens were a magnitude 2.5 or larger. So the marker for people to, you know, start feeling them once you get to that point. And they had an abundance of quakes in the early 2000s. I remember that once right before I went there, because I remember people talking about that. So when you have earthquake magnitudes 2.5 or larger, and they've said they've seen these in the last 30 days, they've been reported. So now they're wondering what's going on with this Salton Sea, which, of course, like I mentioned, is receding, and that's part of the reason why, it's not part of the reason for the earthquakes necessarily, but it's part of the reason that they're having a big problem there, a huge problem there. How about this? I had a friend that was bragging to me about the iPhone 7, and the iPhone 7 owners, I guess, really want a headphone jack. So some people are drilling into their new devices. I mean, people are looking at this tutorial about it. How do you drill a hole into the bottom of your phone, then plug in earbuds and listen to your favorite song? I guess the idea, and I happen to see the video, one of the videos we're talking about, where it just is, they're drilling into the bottom of the phone. Wait, how much did you pay for that phone and you're drilling into the bottom of it? And they say, you know, they're because people look at the phones to see, well, what can happen to the phone anyway, and part of it is a joke. But people that got the iPhone 7, some of them are not really happy about the wireless earbuds, the AirPods, Apple's new wireless earbuds, are $159, and they say available in late October. Yeah. Oh, I just know so many people would probably lose them, including myself, if I had those. All right. Thanks so much for all those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
Back. back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're not too long and you think I'm short. They want to ship country to the shore. They are saying goodbye, but it's not over. Just think of it, now you're done, now you're done.
How would you like to pursue your dream job? How would you like to stop making excuses for why you don't have the job that you really want and you could pursue your passion? Alan Ageman joins us now. He knows all about this because he's managing partner of a nationwide staffing firm. So he's been in the field for 3+ decades. And boy, I bet we could learn a lot from Alan. Alan, thanks so much for jumping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So here's the ultimate question. Everybody talks about this. I mean, I think it was stamped on my forehead. I can remember saying this to people when they would get upset at their job, but they were doing well and they had to feed their family and their economic engine. I would say, make sure it's the right time to look for a job. So when is the best time to look for a job?
The standard answer is while you're working. You know, you always want to look for an opportunity while you're working. You can kind of, you know, basically step back, assess the market, target a couple of companies that you like to work for, go through the process slowly, because it is a job, looking for your job, looking for that right job. But when you're working, it's ultimately the best time to do it.
All right, so the best time is when you're employed, but what about when you're stressed and there's a downsizing, something happens, the company closes, and you just have no closes and you have no choice and you're in the middle of that situation? I know because somebody sent this to me and I thought this was brilliant. You recommend that people read a couple of different books to pump them up, right?
You know, it's all about attitude. You know, life is full of ups and downs and how we deal with them. I myself, my career has been a blessed career. But we have ups and downs, and how do you deal with your challenges? How do you deal with the challenges of everyday life? You got to pick yourself, get punched in the stomach, pick yourself up again, keep yourself positive, do things that work your mind, body, and soul, whether it's diet, eating right, exercise, taking care of your family the right way. But you also need that time for yourself, and you have to find what makes you tick. I'm a family man myself, but also I need Alan time. And that Alan time, you kind of get to figure out, you know, what you do and what makes you tick. Whether it's getting up an hour early and, you know, going to the gym before you start the day, or maybe getting home late after everyone goes to bed and just kind of chilling out and relaxing in your bedroom, doing some yoga, listening to some video, watching some videos or music. There's a lot of things we can do to keep ourselves positive. You got to find out yourself and how to do that.
Well, that sounds good. Yoga sounds good right about now. Great advice.
Yeah.
So how about... Go ahead.
Not after two cups of coffee. It's not after.
I understand that. I'm like you. I'm a coffee drinker, too.
Yeah.
So what about if, as we're saying, you're out of work, you're looking for a job. What are the industries, the top industries who are hiring?
The Bacharach Group's been in business for 40 years. We're a New York-based nationwide staffing firm, and we've seen an uptick in the market in probably about, we have 12 different verticals here, technology, digital, engineering, real estate, finance and accounting is real good. Again, healthcare is a tremendous business, office services, and they all kind of tie in together. You know, so right now we're seeing an uptick the last 5 or 6 years. Yes, I am in the staffing industry for 3 decades plus. It makes me feel old, but I'm surrounded by young people, so I feel like I'm 20 years old. But I think that divisions or the verticals that I mentioned are hot businesses right now. You know, technology, digital engineering. I mean, it's all. You see what's going on in Manhattan? This building, although, and technology drives everything.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, what if you, this happened to me, but I found a way to break out of it. What if you're kind of pigeonholed into a specific position? What do you do to change your career or spark your career? What can you do?
Well, first of all, while you're working in any organization, you know, you know, everyone gets pigeonholed doing what they're doing. You have to continue to learn. Continue to learn.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, you know, again, like you said earlier, you know, we have to support our families, come home, make sure the bills are paid. But again, you have to find time because that day is going to come. Either you're going to get downsized or something's going to happen. But if you learn as you go, you'll never have a problem. And it's very easy to do that today. You know, years ago, you had to go to a classroom to do it. Today, you can go in front of your computer. You can do online training and sit there. And then you can learn a lot. You know, you can do a lot of online courses. Keep the mind fresh, positive. Positive stuff. Feed the mind positive stuff. And the results will be positive.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Alan, thank you so much. One last question. Let's say, I get it when you're younger and you're looking for a younger job. What if you're somebody in your 40s or 50s? There's still hope, right? There's people that hire people in older age groups.
I'm 62. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You ever see the movie The Intern? Robert
yes.
De Niro?
Yeah.
Great movie, right?
Yeah.
You know, so they're all... good careers. You know, there's still good careers, and the market's picking up, thank God, and there are good jobs out there, both on the full-time side, on the temporary side, maybe somebody a little bit older that doesn't want to retire yet, wants to work part-time. There's some good temp jobs, depending on their skill set, and the seniors bring great value to a company. They bring old-school values. They bring a way of doing things that maybe a lot of people can learn from.
Yeah, there you go. Alan Ageman, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
Right, I thought that was great advice. What an upbeat guy. And as he said, he's been blessed and he's been in the same career. But I think he really, I know there's some of you listening out there that are in that same spot. And listen, I've been there. Careers are very, very strange. And especially in big corporations, things can change or maybe something changes with you. And there are a couple of books. There's a couple of books actually that he recommends. And I thought that was great that he said his advice that he gave about the yoga, etc. But there's a book by Dan Harris. It's called 10% Happier. That sounds reasonable, right? right? If you could just be 10% happier. There's another one by Gil Hassan. It's called How to Deal with Difficult People, because that's a lot of times what we see that happens in workplaces. It's about the difficult people, and so you have such a hard time maneuvering around it. It makes everything miserable, and everybody's talking miserable, and you don't want to be there, and, oh, you used to like the job, and all that kind of nonsense that comes into play. And then David Stoop has a book called You Are What You Think, and boy, do I totally subscribe to that. You are what you think. If every day you're beating yourself up, I mean, everybody can have a bad day, everybody can make a mistake, whatever, but if you constantly relive it, if you constantly blame yourself, that's just going to marinate. I call it marinating. That's going to marinate in your mind, and that's just going to become that much more magnified. So you certainly don't want that. And a couple of other things I would say, and Alan would agree with me, you know, for sure on this, is you can stand out by practicing your interviews. Do some mock interviews. Make sure you have the right look for the job that you're going for. I have a friend that used to say, dress for the job you want, and whether we like it or not. I mean, it doesn't really even matter what field you're in. It doesn't even matter if you're a truck driver. It just depends on where you are and what you do. You want to make sure that you do that. Also, the other thing is, make sure, and I agree with this, make sure you send a handwritten note. Sometimes when I'm speaking and I talk about this, one of the things you absolutely can do is write a note, because people like to get things in the mail. Why? Because, you know what? For one, they like to get things in the mail, but two, they don't get that many things in the mail. So you have an advantage there, where it used to be probably that's what everybody did, because there wasn't all the emails. It just wasn't common procedure, even when we first had the internet. So writing the handwritten note can really, really matter. That's something you can do if you go for a job interview, or you are looking for something and somebody's giving you some great advice, and they're just helping you. They're telling you where to research or what they heard. Doing that, making that extra step, wow, that can make such a big difference. I would say one thing, because I know for myself, when I'm in a hurry, make sure you proofread it. Make sure you proofread it, because it'd be so easy to have a silly spelling error just because you're rushing or trying to get it in the mail, you know, before whatever time, and then that's when that kind of stuff happens. But I thought it was great what he said, and I think it's good to also keep your resume up to date. And when you are looking at a specific position, and he mentioned some of the hot areas, what is it you can do to acquire some kind of extra skill? And Alan talks about this too. Any kind of extra training, certifications, something that you could easily do too. It doesn't have to be something ridiculous, but something that could help you to raise your profile a bit in that area, or just give you that extra skill, period, so that you can put it on the resume and gives you a better chance at possibly getting the job. And you just have to constantly update that resume. I know we have many people that listen to America Tonight. Izzy is one of them, who's had several careers. I thought it was so fascinating as we got to know her that she would talk about, well, I used to be here, and I lived here, and I did this. And it was so interesting because she reinvented herself a couple of different times, and that's what it sometimes happens. And also because you want to do it, either necessity or you want to do it. So that's why that resume part becomes so important. Wow. Great advice from Alan Ageman. Stay with us, and we have much more coming your way on the flip side.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.